I don't know about you guys, if you want to pull out your 2021 bingo card, but I didn't have this on my bingo card, and that is Bill and Melinda Gates divorcing.
Oh my gosh, no.
No, I did not.
Never happen.
What in the world?
Yeah.
I am so shocked by this.
Well, here's a little, it's like a 45, 50 second. Here's Ben Tracy, former Minneapolis anchor reporter, now works for CBS. Here's his report last night, and we'll discuss it on the other side. Take a listen.
Back to society. It was a match made at Microsoft, and now it's over. In a statement on Twitter today, Bill and Melinda Gates said, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. The couple first met when Melinda Gates was a marketing manager at Microsoft, the company Bill Gates co-founded.
I could sense that he was a bit interested, and it took him quite a few months before he finally asked me out.
The couple have three children, and for the past two decades have been a powerful force in philanthropy, giving away more than $50 billion.
It became something that, you know, we get to do together. We're, you know, partners in crime.
In 2000, they started the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to address issues of poverty and disease around the world. More recently, Bill Gates has shifted his focus to tackling climate change. In their statement, the couple says, "We will continue our work together at the foundation, but we no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives." This comes just 2 years after another billionaire tech titan, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, announced his split from his wife of 25 years, Mackenzie. Bill Gates is the fourth richest person in the world, worth approximately $130 billion. The financial details of the divorce are not yet known.
Oh, but they will be. Anyway, what do you guys think?
Jason, I read this and I was like, oh, I had to read it again and see other sources, because they're not the PDA couple that they're making out all the time in front of us, but it's similar in their philanthropy and their giving. They just seem like such a solid couple. And look, we never know what happens behind closed doors and in private, but they just seem, it's almost like a Tom Hanks and
Rita Wilson.
Like, if they ever announced it, we'd be like, whoa. They were kind of on that same level for me. The other thing that I didn't realize, but their youngest child is 18. You hear from a lot of parents who they're empty nesters now, and they're looking at each other going, what do I do with you?
Yeah.
Or they held on until the oldest graduated from high school, and you hear that a lot, too. So in that way, I was like, oh, okay, maybe that could be part of it, too. And then you also think beyond that, they did have a prenup, but what about their foundation? What about all? I didn't realize this, too, that the Gates are they own the most farmland in America.
Oh, I did not know
that. I didn't realize that. I was like, all these fun facts about... And they have all these, like, antique artifacts and all this stuff. So I don't know what's going to happen with all of that. But regardless, it's sad to see a relationship end. But it sounds like they've been working on it.
So, Wiz, were they married before he was super rich?
He had already started. He
wasn't super, 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 super rich.
Okay.
I think maybe five supers.
Would he be rich enough to get a prenup? Did he get a prenup?
Yeah, they reportedly have one.
Okay. Yeah. Did you guys mention that? I apologize.
Oh, I read that they did not. I heard they did not.
The New York Times said that had one, but
maybe I missed the word not. I just saw the word prenup, and I'm like, okay, if they're mentioning prenup, I usually just assume that they do not have one. So
okay, well.
Yeah. So hopefully it might just be an amicable split and figure it out. Maybe they already have it already together.
Maybe this is an oversimplification, but I got to tell you the first thing, and I actually tweeted this in response to somebody.
Yeah,
marriage is hard. I mean, you know what I mean? Marriage is hard.
Yes.
And I think you are possibly onto something, Lex. With the kids, you spend so much time being a parent that sometimes being a husband and wife and an intimate partner goes by the wayside. And then 18, 19, 20 years later, when you are forced to kind of rediscover that with the other human being that you married, time has kind of slapped away a lot of the stuff that you guys found in common when you met. And you're kind of looking at this person sitting across the dining room table going, do we have anything in common anymore? Like, what are we going to talk about? I don't know.
Who are you now? Who am I now?
Who knows? Yeah. So.
If being a parent has so defined you.
Yeah.
He's 65. She's 56.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You ready for this?
Oh, my God. Yeah, go ahead, Kenny.
Not
Bill Gates.
I'm ready for it.
Not ready?
Kenny, I'm ready for it.
All right, now I'm ready.
Bill Gates is an alien. He is not a human being. No. Listen, it's the government is slowly. Listen, the government slowly letting Air Force people talk about the saucers and UFOs they see.
And McClane,
they're slowly
don't encourage
letting
him.
Us in. Yes. They're slowly Dawn. Allowing us to know this. And I guarantee you, within 5 years, we're going to learn that Bill Gates is an alien. He is not
Kenny,
a human being.
All you're doing is rallying up the residents of Earth 2 that listen to us.
And also Elon Musk. He just
damn it. Are you two trying to appeal to Earth 2? What are you doing?
No.
What
about Jeff Bezos? People don't believe in this stuff. This is Earth 3.
Yeah. Yeah, this is beyond.
This is Earth 3.
Look, here's the deal. Here's the real deal.
Yes.
What's the real deal, Kenny?
These two have not suffered enough together. They have not burned furniture in the winter to stay warm. They have not owed $80,000 around town. They have never had $10 left in their checkbook. That's why they're getting divorced. They haven't gone through anything together.
Good point.
They got the biggest house in the world, the most land in the world. They probably their bedrooms are probably on separate wings of a mansion. Give me a break. They have not suffered. They have never had to sleep together in the same bed because it's so bleeping cold in the house that you have to hold each other for warmth. They don't know what it's like to eat SpaghettiOs. They don't know what a ketchup sandwich is. They haven't suffered. That's why they're
community. Can't that break a couple, too? You're like, screw this ketchup sandwich. I'm out of here. Bye-bye. Well,
that's my theory. Anyway. That's my contribution.
Gosh. I think that's a great theory, Kenny. I think that kind of those kind of things bring you together. And, you know, maybe they just haven't experienced it.
Yeah, the roommate and I don't like each other at all, but we've been through so much together that we can't possibly. I mean, we have to stay together
because
there's
going to be a big S show around the corner, and you're going to have to be together to get through it.
Yes, we need each other. We're a team,
guys.
Whether you like each other in that moment,
friends. We just received a text message from the Dark Lord from the Hose Beast. She writes, "Wonderful, great, crazy Kenny's conspiracy theories new segment."
Yeah.
Yes, I support this fully. Look,
this didn't occur to me until I looked. I typed in how old is Bill Gates and his photo comes up, and I'm like, that is not a human being.
He has the look of an alien. What about his picture made you go alien?
Just everything about it. It's like, come on. I know you put that face on over your robot head or whatever's under there.
It's kind of a blood cut, isn't it?
Oh, no. He's a cyborg now.
I do pause to acknowledge there is a little Kermit the Frog going on in there. I mean, there's a little... He's a little... Yes, yeah.
It's genius.
Oh my God. I'm just going to replace all my parts one by one, so I'll be a complete robot.
I know. I really do think, guys, I'm sticking with it. I'm sure it's multi-layer. I'm sure it's the cake.
Everybody. Come on, we all grow apart. That's what marriage is all about.
It's true. It's,
do you have the balls to stick it out?
Growing apart is what marriage is all about.
That's it. Ask anybody that's been married forever.
You're speaking some truth right there, Kenny. It's so true. Just some days you're like, whoa, what am I doing? It's a choice, right? Every day. It's a choice. Do you guys think, though, that it was just growing apart, or is there something more scandalous going on? Could he be in a relationship with someone else?
No, they
or
both
maybe
said,
spend
no.
too much time in the trampoline room?
No.
The trampoline room?
The trampoline room. What is wrong with you three? What is going on here?
Is this a fact?
No. Yeah, they got a whole room in their mansion that's just trampolines.
Oh, yes. Yeah, like the jump places.
Your marriage is never going to last if you have a trampoline room. Sorry. If you're so bored with life that you have a trampoline room, it's over.
Just let it go.
I'll say goodbye.
Oh, no.
No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by.
Oh, Dawn has her flashlight out, everybody. That's right. It's like set. Here we go. Here's my favorite part. That's right. Bill Gates must live his life alone now.
Okay, who's going to date first, guys? Bill or Melinda?
Bill.
Think so? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to jump on that lily pad and find a sweet honey.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? Why are there so many songs about rainbows? On the other side.